Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. And we have as our special guest today, Gretchen Clark. And we're going to be having a wonderful time. We're going to be talking about multi-generational mediums. And it's certainly a wonderful topic. We're trying to get online through Facebook right now, and having a little difficulty doing that. So if you're trying to tune into us, please be patient, and we're going to try to get us online for live with Facebook. Sometimes the technology is not up to what we would like it to be. So as we're getting everything lined up with Facebook, I do want to mention that the radio show is an opportunity for you to come and chat with me and my radio guests about spiritual development, mediumship, faith, and family. And it's an opportunity to join in the discussion on air. So with Q&A, and my guest today, Gretchen Clark, will also be doing readings. So the call-in number today is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And for those of you who are trying to follow us on Facebook, I apologize for whatever reason. I'm not seeing the video for this and having a little technical difficulty. This hasn't happened before, so we'll do what we can. So the call-in number today is 818-739-8818. If you're able to follow us on Facebook and you see us, or even if you don't see us, if you want to comment, you're welcome to do so, just so we can see what you are seeing. So if you're wanting to follow me on Facebook, you just look up Willa White Medium. You can like, share, follow, all that good stuff. If you want to find me on my website, that's willawhite.com. And as I said, my special guest today is Gretchen Clark. Thank you for being on the show today, Gretchen.
I'm glad to be here.
I was delighted that you said you'd be here, because I've always really appreciated your mediumship. And I love the fact that you grew up, as I did, in a family that supported spirit contact and mediumship. So I'm glad you're here to talk about that with us today.
That's a blessing for both of us.
Absolutely. I have frequently said I feel that I grew up in a spiritual garden because of this, the opportunity to know that I could share with my family my spiritual experiences. As you know, my mother, Bonnie White's a medium. Mm-hmm. So our spiritual journey certainly shaped those. Now, you're a fifth-generation spiritualist. How did that come to be?
Well, on my father's side of the family, I'm a fifth generation. On my mother's side, four.
Ah, okay. All right.
It happened because both of my mother's and father's families had cottages here in Lilydale, and my mom and dad actually met at the beach.
Oh, nice. Nice. At the Lilydale Beach.
At the Lilydale
down
Beach.
Down here on Casadega Lake.
That's it.
Nice.
And Daddy challenged her to a race across the lake.
Oh, nothing now, like a little healthy competition.
Two-thirds of the way across, I don't know if you know, there's a sandbar where you can stand up.
Yes, yes.
And she got that far ahead of him, just pretended that she was winded, and I don't know, according to him, he won. According to her, she let him win.
Damsel in distress.
Yes. Oh, anyway, they were married a few months later, and it was great.
Oh, wow. Now, did they exhibit any mediumship tendencies themselves, or is this something they just merely supported?
They supported it. Again, generations in both families, they knew what was going on. My grandmother, great-grandmother on my dad's side was an ordained minister, lived in Lilydale, and began the Estabula Church.
Oh, okay.
On the cottage on 2nd Street, which is the family cottage, still in the hands of the family that originally built it.
Yes, that's a neat cottage.
Mary Webb Baker was a medium there, and she did readings there. So
great.
Her picture's in the Assembly Hall.
Well, I love the Assembly Hall pictures. I always feel like I commune with all of those founders and people that have gone before us, that we stand on their shoulders. And
of course we do.
They assist us. Now, something fun about that cottage is that you were talking about, it doesn't have electricity, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, it's bare bones basic.
Absolutely. If you look up at the ceiling, there's the rafters, and you can see the floorboards for the rooms upstairs.
Oh, and then, so it's the only cottage that is kind of historically
accurate
compared to the rest. You know, all the rest of the cottages here in Lilydale are, you know, much more homes and with the times, all electricity, plumbing, all that good stuff.
Right. Well, when my Aunt Dory got the cottage in I think, 1987, she put plumbing in because she wanted it. She said she was too old to camp out. There'd only always been a pump in the back room. You had to pump, and if you wanted to wash dishes or have a bath, you had to heat the water on the stove.
She didn't want to be so pioneer.
Exactly.
Now, that's a meeting spot for your family cottage.
Yes, still.
Mm-hmm. And is that a place that you like to gather for mediumship purposes?
Yes, when some of the family aren't there, because all of them aren't spiritualists.
Right, right.
But, yes, I like to have seances there in the summers, in the evenings.
Yeah. So the connection with those that have passed in your family. Lovely.
I was blessed because my mother's father, who sort of stepped in when my dad died when I was 10, he sort of mentored me through mediumship, and I was allowed to sit in sometimes at the circles, the seances that they had there, some of the old-time mediums in Lilydale.
Right.
So that was fabulous.
Oh, absolutely. And at such a young age, be able to do that with maturity.
Yes, and just to observe a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great. And while I could see and talk to spirit my whole life, generally, I didn't say much at those.
Sure.
I was too busy listening, and too young, they wouldn't have listened anyway.
Did they do physical mediumship? Or
yes.
So what physical mediumship were you able to witness? And
slate writing.
Oh, wow.
With four different handwritings and signatures.
Nice.
Trumpet, apports. I don't know what else. That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough right there. That's beautiful.
So I've seen the real thing and can easily recognize fake.
It's a good thing to be able to recognize it. I know in some classes I've been known to get down on my belly to see what's going on underneath the table.
Yeah, me too.
Because that's important to keep things authentic.
It is. It is indeed. And well, I won't go into that, but it was an interesting way to grow up. I had to learn before I went to school. Mother told me not to talk about what I see and what I heard because other people wouldn't understand it.
Right.
And I learned very quickly how right she was.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, it's interesting how some people are very accepting and then others, they're still in learning process with that.
Well, the town where I grew up, which was Spartansburg, Pennsylvania, very small town, seven churches, Methodist, Baptist, Gospel Tabernacle, Catholic, Mennonite, Amish.
Wow. So you had the whole gamut there.
But no spiritualist. Right. Oh, there was one. My family started a spiritualist church back in the 1800s, but it was no longer functioning. There just weren't that many spiritualists in the area.
Right.
Too many other people that chased them out.
So when you were growing up and you went to the circles, did you also attend any of the lectures and other events here, or did you just kind of keep it in the family sense?
In the family sense. Mm-hmm. When I started coming here, my mother's family was big, and a lot of the children were the same age. So whichever one of the aunts or uncles was coming up would bring a group of the children with them.
Right.
At that time, if you were under 16, you had to go to Lyceum or your parents had to pay for you.
Oh, wow.
There was a daily Lyceum Monday through Friday.
Wow.
And
I wish
they
had lights
daycare.
Yeah.
But, so that was great. So we did kid things.
Yeah. And Lilydale in many ways is good for that because we have the playground and the beach and and the lovely woods.
Yes.
And so then at what point did you cultivate it to a point that you could be a professional medium?
I moved to Lilydale to live in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter had been born. I became pregnant with my son while I was here.
Okay.
And I started getting into it a little bit more. Then my mother died in 1969, January.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister Sherry and I went to classes at Martha Rusbold's house.
Okay.
And I was also taking classes with Clyde and Hannah Yoder.
Mm-hmm.
They ran the Healing Temple then and were mediums. And I learned healing from them and started working as a medium. And one day, Betty Putnam, you know who she
Betty,
of our lovely pioneers, she said, "Gretchen, I'm chairing the stump this week and you will come work for me." I'd been giving some messages in church, and she'd seen me. So that was my experience first at the stump, and after that, I decided, you know, I need to do this.
Yes.
I was doing the Monday night circles always, and Friday nights at the Octagon Building, the mediums had either like a message service or circles.
Okay.
So I was doing that for a long time before I applied to register.
Yes. It's good if you get enough practice under your belt so that you can be confident that you can be consistent as a medium before you even become a registered medium and go through that testing process. And
sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's very important to work with the public, not just people you know in church, but you need experience doing readings for basically the raw public.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That was very valuable for me.
Now, you know, here I am. I've been a medium for a long time now. My goodness, I've been registered for over 15 years, I believe it is, and you've been registered for over 40.
Yes.
And so I have children, and I'm raising as I am a professional medium. How did you handle some of those things? Was it a easy thing for you, being a professional medium and having children at the same time? Because most mediums, they'll wait until they're older, until they're retired from some other career or raising their children before they decide to enter into that world. And how was that for you?
It was easy because the house I was in, I left the house I was in on Buffalo Street, which is where Tom Regani lives now, and bought the one on Marion Street and moved there. It's a large house, and the rooms have doors. So I would tell the children, if the door to the reading room is closed when you come home from school, just be fairly quiet in the kitchen and go on into the living room if you're going to be a little more noisy and make sure those doors are closed.
And how old were your children when you became registered?
You had to ask.
Okay.
Shelly was born in 65, so I guess she was 11. That means Jack would have been 8.
Yeah, so they were pretty independent age then.
Well, they were not toddlers.
Right, right.
Not older than yours.
Yes, indeed. And so as you've grown, have you noticed that your development has changed throughout the years, throughout the decades, the stages in your own mediumship development? Or do you feel that you got to a good place of understanding of your mediumship and you've just maintained? I mean, we're always learning, we're constantly evolving, but have you noticed any sort of stages in your own mediumship development through that many decades?
I don't know. I would say an expansion and growth, but not a major stage, not a change like that.
Now, see, you hear, feel
right.
all of that. I do too. Has any of that changed? Has one become more dominant that used to be more of the, you know, a mild one?
I don't believe so.
So stayed and maintained the same.
I was very fortunate when I said to Mom, "Oh, there's somebody here in the kitchen."
Mm-hmm.
She'd say, "Well, who is it? Is it a man or a woman?
Yes.
What's their name? How are they dressed?
Mm-hmm.
What would they like to say?"
Yes.
And so she would encourage me to look. And I'd say, "I don't know." She said, "Well, ask them."
Yes, this is the best way to do it.
Right, and that's what I do. I ask spirit, you know. I ask the person in spirit. When you're doing, as you know, when you're giving a message, you say, do you understand?
Yes.
But you don't say, well, who is that person to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you ask the person in spirit who they are.
Yes, yes.
So,
And so as you've developed things over the years, I know for myself, I have a shorthand. I have a language with spirit. I feel that I'm strongly clairsentient, but I also receive symbols. Mm-hmm. Symbolically, it's like they show that to me. I know that's what I need to mention.
Interesting.
How does that work for you?
I don't explain symbols.
Mm.
If I see something, I'll tell them exactly what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I see a tiger,
mm-hmm.
okay, maybe it's a zookeeper that I'm doing the reading for.
Right.
Maybe it's Siegfried or Roy. Maybe it's somebody who was attacked by a tiger once or shot
right.
one on safari.
Right.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Sure.
I just say, I'm seeing a tiger. I don't know why they're showing that to me.
Well, I know when I see, let's say, the handicap symbol, I know that this person was handicapped, like officially handicapped, boom. And that's just a quick shorthand. Things like that that work for me. If I see red hair, I know that they had red hair.
Sure.
I keep it kind of obvious that way. Rarely do I need the client to necessarily interpret it, per se,
right?
because of that. So we all work so differently as beings. We're all unique in
our
expression of it.
Well, every single person is different, and we all receive things differently. And the way we receive them, I think, is a lot based on how we grew up, how we were trained, and how we learned
yes.
things from infancy on.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
I'm very blessed in being given what I was given.
Yes.
And the understanding of the people I would talk to.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It makes a big difference to know that you have a safe space to develop in. And when you're working with, because you have grandchildren
and great grandchildren, yes.
And you've probably noticed that they see spirit or sense things intuitively.
Absolutely. I don't think there's a child ever born that doesn't see spirit, because if you look at them while they're lying there, they're looking off at the side or smiling and interacting with something,
mm-hmm.
someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Always.
So what do you suggest for people who are wanting to cultivate mediumship in their family as something that is normal? Because we've come to a place in the society, the culture, that has become very acceptable to talk to spirit. There are a lot of TV shows,
mm-hmm.
things like that. Of course, people kind of go more toward the ghosty space, the spook and boo, as I call it, which is not what I do. But the idea of making them comfortable so that it's something that is fostered in their family, not forced, but fostered for their children. Is there anything that you would suggest that they would do to help that along, having grown up in a family where it's normal?
Well, it was for me.
Yes.
Not all of my sisters and brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't normal for them.
Ah.
It was okay. Normal for me.
Yes, case by case, I guess
yeah.
you could say.
I would say just acknowledge that you hear them and believe that they see what they say they're seeing,
mm-hmm.
or hearing,
yes.
or feeling. That's the most you can do. And then as they get older, there are books that you can let them read, things that you can talk to them about.
Yes. Now, what books do you have any in mind that you would recommend for someone?
I do have some children's books, but not, I can't think of them.
Top of your head.
It's been too long since I've shared them with my children.
Right.
Too many years. Sorry.
This will happen. I understand. Now, as far as growing things within your family, what I've always been very fascinated with is that you all have almost like a spiritualist family dynasty. I mean, you have three sisters at one time registered,
mm-hmm.
and that's a rarity. Even though my mother and I are both registered mediums,
mm-hmm.
and there are some mother-daughter duos that have come through the
sure.
years, it's pretty fascinating that three sisters, you know. And
well,
then when in conversation when you say the three, we used to be able to say the three sisters, people knew exactly who we were talking about.
Sure,
Gretchen, Sherry Lee, and Jackie.
Right. And I don't know. It's just the way it is. I mean, my children are both very sensitive. My son sees, talks to spirit, but he prefers doing healings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My daughter, because of her job as a professional, doesn't talk about it.
Right.
Does she see spirit and know things? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she'll tell somebody something and they'll say, I thought your mother was the one that did that.
it's interesting because when Lloyd Auerbach was here, I asked the question, is this something that they've noticed in families? And he said that they are looking at DNA to see whether it's something that is genetically predisposed to have intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that we all have the ability. We all have the opportunity. Some people are going to, let's say it's just, we're playing the piano. Some people are going to bang that piano and make it sound
mm-hmm.
awful.
Some
people are going to do chopsticks.
Yeah.
And some people are going to play chopsticks. Other people are going to learn how to play music and read the music. And other people are going to go to concert pianist level.
Yes, exactly. Like, everybody can sing.
Yeah.
Some people can almost carry a tune. Some people, well, there's the Celine Dions and the Pavarotti.
Yes.
And that's not all the rest of us.
Right,
but
right.
We're all spirit.
Yeah.
Everybody. And every spirit can communicate with other spirits.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
People just have to realize it and let it happen,
mm-hmm.
not be afraid of it or so focused on something they're not paying attention. I tell people, work at it. You know, you remember the first time you ever drove a car?
Yes.
You know what it feels like today?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the difference?
Practice. I often tell my students that it's about right practice and right intention. And
mm-hmm.
that could be said about anything.
Absolutely.
Especially with mediumship. So that, you know, you've got to get the practice. You've got to have that right intention, that passion that leads you on to do this. You really feel the call to help people in that way.
Right. And people will ask me sometimes, well, why do you do it? I said, because I work for spirit.
Yes.
I'm not working for me.
Yes.
I'm working for spirit.
Yes.
It's the people in spirit that bring their people to me
frequently.
For readings.
Yes. Yes.
So... and when I work at an outdoor service, I'll see the person in spirit standing usually behind. Every once in a while, they stand in front of them and mess me up to show me where they want to go.
Yeah.
And so I don't wander around and wonder where I'm going. I go where the spirit's standing.
That's how I do it as well. I feel drawn to a certain person, and that's how it is. I don't feel this, oh, it might be on the other side of the audience or anything. I know that's where spirit's directing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to get anything in advance. I like to have it completely fresh in the moment. So it's not like I'm talking to spirit before I do stand-up mediumship.
Oh,
why
would you?
I know. But other people do. They'll get it in advance. And to me, that's too much to keep in my mind.
Well,
and I like the spontaneity of the conversation and to mm-hmm. be as honest as I can of what that spirit's offering, because I want to do the best by them, not just the client or person I'm giving a message to or reading to, but that spirit is happy with the message.
Sure, and if you get it ahead of time, that person in spirit isn't going to be there. So if the person you're giving the message to doesn't quite get it and you want more identification or a specific piece of information in the person in spirit, they may not be there.
I have had, before a client arrives, I'll start to feel a certain energy come in that's not mine, that's
mm-hmm.
not normal, that's not how I usually would act or feel in myself. And so I can feel it's almost like spirit's knocking at the door, kind of, tapping
mm-hmm.
its foot. Let me in, let's get to this, come on.
Right.
Get
yeah.
the client in the door.
Yeah, some of them are impatient, yes.
Yes, but yeah. I've gotten very good, very early on, to keep them at bay. I have do not disturb figuratively up, so that I'm only available during readings, during the time we're doing messages,
right.
things like that. Are you the same way early
yes.
on when you set that?
Have you discovered, like, if a group of three people come for readings and they come in one at a time, every once in a while a spirit will show up and I'm trying to give it to the person that's there, and they'll say, oh, that's Mary's mother. Mary's on the porch. And I'll tell the person in spirit, go.
Yeah.
Go find Mary.
Stop jumping
line.
There. They do. They
yes,
get impatient.
I know. They get very impatient.
But I've also noticed, let's say that there are people in a family that are coming. I don't necessarily know their family. and each having a reading, the person in spirit doesn't necessarily come through the same way to each client.
Exactly.
They all have unique relationships and memories and associations.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
You think it would be the same, right?
Yes,
but
no,
not.
That's why if I'm doing a reading for a group of people, a family,
mm-hmm.
and they want to connect with the same person, I'll say, no, we're going to do a group reading.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you need to all be there, because if I do a reading for the first two of you,
mm-hmm.
and that person comes through very strongly, they may not have enough energy to come through for the other three.
Oh, that's interesting.
Depending on how long they've been gone.
Ah. I've not run into that myself, but I can understand what you're saying with that. I've noticed that sometimes group things are good, but a lot of times it's best because some of the things that they talk about are very private. The way they would talk to a certain
mm-hmm.
Family member is not the way they would talk to the rest because they have such a distinct relationship with them.
Absolutely. So I always say, you know, if the person's been gone maybe 2 months, not necessarily are they going to show up.
Right.
If they've got five family members there to draw on their energy.
Because they are
they
a battery.
Can come through. Right. But and as you say, sometimes if the person's been gone longer, it's better if they come in one at a time.
Yeah. Yes. But and that's something that's neat to mention, that people who sit are the batteries. They help to provide the energy as well. That's something that doesn't really get talked about in today's mediumship very often, but in the old-time sense of circles, people knew that they were sitting and that they wouldn't necessarily develop mediumship for themselves, but they were assisting in spirit contact by being there as energy.
Exactly, and you need that for physical mediumship.
Yes.
And today, there aren't many people who want to be a battery.
Right.
Who are willing to go and sit and just be there to provide energy. They want to participate or have that same ability for themselves.
Yes, yes.
And I think that's my opinion.
Yes,
that's one of the reasons why
mm-hmm.
there isn't physical mediumship today.
I agree.
Other reason being people would think it was all fake anyway.
Right, right. So there are many factors, but that's always been part of it. The people don't seem to have the patience level to sit.
Right.
And they get very impatient in their own spiritual development to such an extent. Well, why can't I see spirit this way? And why doesn't it feel this way? And you're getting this, why can't I get it? And they don't always understand that they need to be patient with their own process and develop it.
Well, I mean, it takes years to truly develop it. I've seen and talked to spirit my whole life,
mm-hmm.
but the more I work with it, like anything else, the more accomplished you become, the better you are. You're a better driver today than you were because you've had the years of practice.
Right.
Same with everybody.
Yes.
So,
but you're one of the youngest in the family. Sherry Lee was here last week, and
She's the oldest.
We believe
yeah.
she is the oldest
I know she is.
Registered medium,
yes.
which is awesome.
Yes, I think she is.
This is totally
yeah.
awesome. But you kind of paved the way by getting started as a registered medium here, and then they came on board with things. What have you noticed as far as the differences in your mediumship? Who is the most clairvoyant? Who is the most clairsentient? Or is that pretty equal?
We all work very differently.
Yes.
Yeah.
And watching you all.
And Jackie.
Stump and Temple.
Jackie would feel the person more.
She's more clairsentient.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too involved with that because I like to be in control.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's why I won't do trance mediumship.
Ah.
I've taken trance classes. I've worked at it. And
mm-hmm.
it's easy, but I prefer to be there, not just
conscious awareness. Mm-hmm. You know,
conscious awareness, exactly,
mm-hmm.
not just have to come back and say, what did I say?
mm-hmm. I hear you on
yeah,
that.
Sherry does the drawing.
Yeah,
so
she's very visual in that sense.
It's a different, and she works differently.
Very much so. And you all have your own distinct style. I've always enjoyed watching the three of you do message work because of that.
Yes, and let's see. It's been nearly 3 months since Jacqueline died, and I keep expecting her to show up one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Jackie and her husband, Lou, who's been gone about 8 years,
mm-hmm.
Dancing in my living room one time through the furniture. You know,
ooh.
Ballroom dancing.
Fun.
But nobody said anything. And,
right.
And I haven't heard from her. I expect I will at some point.
At some point you will.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sometimes things take a bit of time to process. And, you know, again, because of the family relationships, it'll all be different.
Mm-hmm.
I've had situations where a person in spirit will be around someone here on the earth plane, but they can't really notice them because it's almost like they smell the same.
Mm-hmm.
Their energy can be almost too similar on one level, and it's hard for
mm-hmm.
them to make the distinguish between the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And once they recognize it, then all of a sudden they're like, oh, now I can feel the subtleties.
Yes.
Now I
yeah.
can get to that point where before they were just getting all upset.
So good, very good point.
You know,
yeah.
they were just busy being upset that they couldn't connect, and especially if they've had a close relationship with
mm-hmm.
someone. You know, we blend. We blend with the people
we
that
do.
We love. And so it's
but also
beautiful.
It takes as long as it takes.
Yes.
And well, I tell people one of the reasons it takes so long is that sometimes the person, when they get there, has to accept the fact that their physical body is gone.
Yes.
And that can take a long time or a short time.
Now, I've noticed in my own understanding and talking with spirit that they go through life review. And whatever state of consciousness they had when they were here on the earth plane, they take that with them, and
mm-hmm.
they learn and grow from that place. And they have to look in their life review of the good, the bad, the otherwise, you know, what they did and how
mm-hmm.
it affected people. And for some people, it's really quick. For other people, it's like slogging through mud. And spiritual progression being eternal and infinite, they have as much time as they need
right.
to be with that. But some people, it's lickety-split for them.
I know. And some people first have to admit that they've done something wrong and need to make atonement for
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Easier to atone while you're alive
absolutely.
Than when you get to spirit and try to get through to somebody that doesn't want to hear you.
I tell people that all the time. It's much better to do that here and to be as loving as we can and firm as necessary
sure.
with all of that. And so it when people recognize that you don't get out of it. Current, that law
yeah.
of karma, spiritual natural
right.
law, right?
Right.
It's very strong there, too.
And people will say, well, that doesn't sound like something that he would have said when he was alive. And I may ask, how long has he been gone?
Mm.
40 years. Well, perhaps he's had a chance to learn a little bit.
Yeah, I ask them in spirit to come forward the way they were when they were here, because that's
mm-hmm.
the way a person is going to remember.
Absolutely.
If they come through with beams of light, you know, they're not going to recognize them, right? They'll be like, well, that's not my dad, or that's not my home,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And but then they'll also kind of show how they have evolved and
mm-hmm.
the things they've recognized, and maybe if they do need to apologize. Yeah, they don't always have to apologize.
Right.
But
I remember one time years ago I did a reading for a gal, and her mother came through by name, how she had died, with the birthday, a lot of evidential
yeah,
information.
Yeah, great identifiers.
And
yeah.
I described how the woman looked, and she
yeah.
said, well, it all sounds right, except my mom was really fat. And her mother was laughing, and she said, why? Why would I show myself like that when it's so easy to look the way I want
that's
to?
That's right. I wanted to look beautiful, and I've turned into a vibrant being.
Right. The body was fat. I'm not.
That's right.
Yeah.
The real self. The
exactly.
real self. You know, I see we have a caller.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and take our caller today. 6076, we're going to welcome you to the show. And there we go. Hello.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Lisa from Arizona.
Wonderful. Lisa from Arizona. Thank you for calling in today. I hope you've been able to hear the show. We had a bit of Facebook difficulty. I don't know. Are you listening in on the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio channel, or are you listening on Facebook?
Blog Talk.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad that you've been able to listen to it that way. We have Gretchen Clark here today, who is a wonderful medium, and she is doing on-air readings. Would you be interested in having a reading today, or do you have something you wanted to contribute to the conversation?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, please. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you have a question?
Yes, please. Does my loved one on the other side, and it's not a romantic loved one, do they have anything to tell me?
Well, let's see if I can get them to pop in here and say something.
Okay. Thank you.
I feel as though this person had a difficult time walking before they passed. I feel like I'm moving very slowly.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the case. I wasn't there when they passed, but I'm sure that was the case for sure. Yeah. Yep, yep.
Okay. And somebody just rubbed their hand over the top of my head.
Just kind of up my hair. That resonates.
Okay, so I'm not getting words, but apparently your person is around you a lot.
Yes, yes.
And I get appreciation. I don't know what you were doing for this person or how you helped them at some point, but you apparently did that.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going
to argue with him. You can.
He
appreciated a lot of appreciation for you. Okay?
Oh, that's good. I'm still very heartbroken.
Well, it's always difficult. We miss their physical presence, but do know that he's around you a lot in spirit, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Did you have one more question?
Well, he left a child. You know, how does he see the child doing?
I'm not getting an answer on that. I'm sorry. I'm sure
that's right.
He's a good child, but I'm not getting anything from him about that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling in. And I'm
someday
so glad
I plan on going to Lilydale. I plan on being there. I just love the idea of it.
Great. Well, keep posted by the LilydaleAssembly.com website, and they will be having the workshop guide, I think, out a little sooner this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's an event that is of interest to you, you can certainly sign up for that and plan your trip accordingly. That's something that's a lot of fun whenever that workshop brochure comes out. You kind of go through and go, oh, look what's happening. Look what's coming our way. So I'm glad that you were able to connect with Lisa. I know we don't have much longer left to the show. It goes by so fast. And if anybody else wants to call in today, it's 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. Again, I apologize for those of you who are trying to follow us on Facebook. I'm not quite sure what the technology issue was on this, but maybe you're able to hear us. We hope so. Well, one of the things I want to make sure we mention is you do have some events coming up, right? You're going to be talking at the churches. You have some dates lined up for those things in Lilydale?
I'm speaking at the Lilydale Spiritualist Church on December 3rd,
mm-hmm.
and I'm speaking at the Church of the Living Spirit on December 10th.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's going to keep you busy.
Yeah, and in the spring, I'm not sure, we haven't firmed up the date, if it's the end of April or the first part of May,
mm-hmm.
I'm going down to Norfolk for 12 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what would you be doing with them there?
Workshops, readings, speaking at church,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
circle, stuff like that.
Yes, we mediums do keep busy year-round
with yes.
different events, although it's nice to have the winter time a little bit more restful in one sense.
It is, and more family time.
Family time is something that I kind of like the ebb and the flow of the seasons for that reason, that we have an opportunity to connect with our loved ones. So we've got those events, and if people wanted to contact you, how would they do so?
They can go to my website, GretchenClark.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to the Lilydale website and find my webpage and my phone number there.
Yes.
And just give me a call, send me an email, whatever.
And get scheduled with Gretchen. I know that as far as going on to the Lilydale Assembly website, just to for people who are listening in, if you go to www.lilydaleassembly.com/registermediums, you'll get to that page. And,
exactly.
You can see the list of 50-plus mediums. I can't remember what it is, if it's how many.
I don't know.
Here. That number may change.
54, 53, anyway, 50-something.
I see we have a couple more callers, so shall we take?
Certainly.
So 6055, we're going to take your call next. And let me just do the magic of technology here. All right. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Michelle and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in today. Are you interested in having a reading?
Yes, please. Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Did you have a question, Michelle?
Yes. Where should I move to?
Well, let me see if I can. One of your people will come in and tell me if they have an answer for you. I don't know. All right. I'm going west and south just a little bit. Where do you live in Pennsylvania?
Well, actually, I used to live in California, and I'm traveling across the country looking for where my home is. And so I'm kind of open right now. I'm basically living in my car.
Okay. Well, apparently you're heading west and south.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, that sounds good because it's getting cold.
Yes. It'll be warmer down there, a little further south.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You kind of look good with your car home.
Is there one other question that I can? Oh, yeah.
I say possibly New Mexico.
Oh, so interesting, because I went there on my way through. And, wow, okay, that sounds great. Thank you. Is this where, can I ask you another question? Is this where the center is going to be?
Where the center is going to be.
You'll know it when you see it, but they're not telling me where. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Anything else popping in?
That's all I have right now, but thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Michelle. I know we don't have much time left. I do want to mention real quickly that next week is going to be about gratitude because it's Thanksgiving. And then the week after that, the 29th, I'll be having Celeste Elliott on. We're going to talk about being young mediums and what that's like, maybe get some other people interested in mediumship that way. We do have other radio shows. On Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, we have Colleen Vanderzijden, who does a show called Embracing Your Essence. Wednesdays with Willa in the morning at 10 a.m. At 8 p.m., we have John White, who does Journey of Light. And on Friday mornings, we have at 10 a.m. Celeste Elliott, who does Celestial Fridays. I know that our time always goes so fast, and it's just like it blinks by. And I really enjoyed it. Gretchen is, as I said, a wonderful medium, and she's been interviewed not just through my radio show, but over the years, you've been interviewed by TV documentaries, radio shows. Featured all kinds of different places.
Right. I've counted. I have 16 different videos and things from over the years.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
You
and
rack it up.
Yes. But,
and you also have a video, too, right? I saw that.
Where Do We Go From Here? And that's available at the Bargain Shop in Lilydale.
Ah, nice. So if people want to learn more about developing their own ability to hear and see spirit and communicate with them, that would probably be a good video for them to check out.
It gives some pointers to get you started. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I've really appreciated having you on the show today, Gretchen.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you were able to do some readings for some of the callers here today. It's been a wonderful morning, and I hope you all have a beautiful day for Wednesday's and that you tune in the weeks to come, and we'll keep you posted. Thank you, everyone.